Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
TMZ, I don't know what you did. I don't know who put this book out. I didn't do it. But thank God that you helped it get out free to the public. So nobody made any blood money at this point.
Shut up!
The Don and Mike Show.
Juice. Hi, Juice.
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
You are smoking something that is illegal.
Stinky McStink Face.
We are not.
Don't never ever trust fighting.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Wish you a glorious goo a weekend. Glorious goo time. Six after the hour.
And there's been a lot of goo on today's show, that's for sure.
Yeah. Let's go to our important person hotline. Alfred Beardsley is on the line. He's the guy that owns the suit that OJ wore in court when he was acquitted.
Wow. That's a little creepy.
Alfred?
Yes.
Alfred, you're there?
How you doing, Al?
I'm here. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. We were just talking about OJ, playing the tape of OJ talking to TMZ.
How does something like that, a suit that a guy wears to his trial, how does something like that become available? I mean, it's an interesting thing that would be there. I mean, I can understand, like, some of his trophies or the stuff that was liquidated, but, like, a suit that he was wearing, I guess it had monetary value, right?
Yeah, of course. It actually originated from one of his former employees, a manager that he had, given the suit to shortly after his acquittal.
When he did that, do you think he gave the suit to his manager with the knowledge, hey, this could be worth something someday?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Alfred, what is your history with OJ? You've had some dealings with OJ, right?
I had some dealings. You know, anytime you have any dealings with a person that's got a reputation like that, it's nothing but problems, of course. But I did have some dealings a few years back. We had scheduled him for a signing in Los Angeles that he never showed up for.
And when you say nothing but problems, describe that. What are you talking about? I mean, was it trouble from the very beginning?
Well, yeah, there was a lot of stress involved. You know, I was taken in the court at one point to ask a lot of questions regarding financial transactions.
Hey, could you close your window, please?
What's going on there, Alfred?
Could you please close your window?
Hello.
Hello.
What are you? Are you? What's going on with your Alfred?
Hello.
We're having a terrible
Hello.
Time.
We're having a what?
We're having a terrible time hearing you, Alfred. Are you outside?
Yeah, I'm actually at the beach. So
you're at the beach.
Is that any better now?
Yeah, it just a little bit. Yeah, yeah. I guess you're being buffeted by high powered winds.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. Good. Beautiful day out here today.
Must be nice. must be very nice. Well, have a wonderful day at the beach, sir. I'm sorry. I've suddenly lost all the lead has gone out of my pencil.
You don't want to ask him any questions. You don't want to ask any questions about the blood?
Well, I have a hard time hearing him to begin with because every other second it's
with the wind, yeah. Now I don't hear the wind anymore.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, now did he get some shelter, Alfred?
No, I'm fine. I'm in a pretty clear area. So.
Okay, all right.
Okay, then we'll stick with you. You've got OJ's suit. I don't know.
Are you thinking like I am now, waiting for the wind now?
Yeah, I'm afraid to say anything because I'm sure it's going to
start up again. How did the blood get on the suit?
He cut himself shaving in the holding cell the morning before the verdicts.
Wow.
So he was shaving and actually cut himself.
Could you actually get enough blood out of the suit to get DNA?
Yeah, there's enough on there for DNA.
Wow.
He actually tried to deny that it was his suit to the National Enquirer or someone that they had spoken to, but there's plenty of DNA on there that wants to be checked out.
How much are you looking to sell this thing for, Alfred?
$125,000, very cheap.
And you paid 25 grand for it, right?
You know, I don't know where that story came out, that where the $25,000 came out. I have no idea where that came from.
What did you pay for it? What did you pay for it?
Well, I'd rather not say.
Oh,
come on, please.
It's $25,000. I don't know where that came from.
Was it, let's play the price right. The price is right. Was it more or less than $25,000?
No comment.
Well, which would benefit you if it got out? If it was $25,000 or if it was, well, if you paid more for it, I guess that would probably be better, right?
I guess. I don't think it's really relevant, though.
Well, we're interested because you're the guy that ended up with the suit that O.J. had in court that had blood on it. You're selling it for $125,000. We're curious. We're like Larry King like that.
It says you also have a lot of other O.J. stuff. Do you have a lot of other O.J. stuff?
I have a lot of other stuff, but my business associate has a lot more.
Your business associate? What's the prized possession that he has?
Well, I really don't want to speak for him because he really didn't authorize me to release what he has.
In essence, you have the OJ suit. You won't tell us how much you paid for it. You're selling it for $125,000. You have some kind of beef with OJ. But you won't tell us exactly why.
I don't have a beef with him. I don't have a beef with him.
You said you don't like him.
I didn't say I didn't like him. I just said I wouldn't do business with him.
It says Alfred has a pretty low opinion of the juice.
Who said that? Where'd that say that?
Our prep sheet said that.
I said that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I guess our guys that talked to you kind of said you had a low opinion of him.
He's not reliable. He's not reliable.
Do you think he's a murderer?
No comment.
Oh, please. For goodness sakes, how big a set of balls do you have to say you either think the man is guilty or innocent?
I mean, everybody's got an opinion on that. Do you think it's going to...
Given the way the case was presented originally, I probably would have had to side with the original jury, the way the case was presented by the
What
state.
Is your opinion? Sir, what is your personal opinion?
Yeah, your gut.
Do you think OJ killed his wife?
I'm not 100%. I couldn't say yes 100%. I really don't know. There's just a lot of things that I'm unclear of.
But after, and you've had personal contact with him, right?
Yes.
And based on if you had to make the determination based on your personal contact with him, the way he's behaved with your business dealings, and then you take all the other factors into it, you think there's, what do you think then?
I would probably say no.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
I would probably say no.
All right. Well, at least thank you. Thank you for making a decision.
And it says no suit money will go to OJ, right?
Absolutely none. He has absolutely no claims to this suit at all. He's actually really not happy that we're selling it.
And have you had contact with him about this or through his people?
No, his people have made contact with reporters at TMZ and American media, and they've conveyed some comments during interviews.
Who do you think is the person that's going to want to buy this?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know, but we're going to probably find out.
Are you optimistic you're going to get the $125,000 for it?
I have a pretty good feeling we will. Because it's a real specialty item. It is a piece of history, and there's a lot of people. I've gotten so many calls. There's a lot of people that have a lot of different ideas as to what they could do with it.
Like what? Would you give us one, please? Someone that was interested?
I actually got a call this morning from the Klan. So,
oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, that was probably Rob calling.
God. The Klan?
Wow.
And I don't think I can repeat what they said on the record. It was interesting.
Oh, my God.
What I'm going to be doing probably is I'm going to release some of these calls at some point, on a CD so you can hear some of the comments.
So you've gotten some people, some of the wackos have been coming out of the woodwork about this?
Oh, absolutely.
what is
But I did get one today from the Klan. If they're out there listening, I appreciate them calling.
Come on. You really want to sell this thing.
For their comments.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
Their comments. Oh, my God. When does this thing, go to auction?
Yes.
When is it going to be
done? When's the end of this, sir?
Oh, you're going to be. This is probably going to be dragging on for a while, I'm sure. You know, it just goes on and on and on. So, let's see. I put it on the market officially Monday, this Monday, and I've probably gotten about 500 calls so far.
And are people?
I've actually gotten calls from a lot of women who want me to pass their number on The Simpson, believe it or not. I've gotten some real interesting.
Are you kidding
calls.
Me? Really?
There's a lot of horny white women out there that want to talk to this guy.
I get the feeling you know OJ. Do you know him, really know him personally?
Now, where would you come up with something like that?
Now, come on.
You mean,
I'm not. He's not benefiting by this.
No.
Are you floating a conspiracy theory here?
Yes. You bet your ass
no.
I am, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
No. Don't smell right with this guy's story.
Really?
Yes.
Why? Why would you say that?
We're just curious.
I'm a contrarian, sir.
We're curious.
I'm just trying to sell a suit. I'm just trying to, get rid of an item
What you're doing is profiting off the murder of an innocent woman and an innocent man. Yes, thank you.
Look at it that way.
Game, set, and match.
Look at it that way.
I do look at it that way, but it's okay.
That's all right.
I mean, it's America.
You know, a check is going to be going to Mr. Goldman upon the sale of this thing.
What's the percentage of the sale that you'll be giving to Fred Goldman?
Well, I don't want to speak for Mr. Goldman.
Sure.
He will be getting a check. I did talk to him.
What's 1% of $125,000?
1%, 10%, 50%?
Rather not say.
Yeah,
of course not. Why? Again, sir, why not? If you're going to give some of the money to the Goldman
family. Because I don't have respect for Mr. Goldman. I don't want to talk about any financial.
What do you mean out of respect for Mr. Goldman? You're selling a suit that the guy who killed his daughter wore. You're already disrespecting him by selling OJ's suit.
Well, if it wasn't me, sir, it would be someone else, you know. It's just the way it is. I just happen to be the guy that's doing it.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, we're you said Fred Goldman has been in touch with you. What exactly?
No, he has not personally been in touch with me. His attorney has, and we had a conference call with his attorney and his daughter.
Right. Okay.
So we did speak. I spoke with Fred's daughter and Fred's attorney.
So how about committing to 10%?
Yeah, 10% of the sale.
I'm not committing to any number other than.
And you know why I think you're not committing to any number? Because you're not going to give any money to Fred Goldman. Why wouldn't you just say, I'm going to give half the profits, 10 cents?
I think you'd have especially on national radio, if you said, hey, I'll give 50% of my profits here to Fred Goldman, I think you'd probably sell the thing a lot quicker. That's just a thought.
It's going to sell. Any way you want to look at it, it's going to sell.
Yeah, it's not necessarily going to sell for $125,000, though.
Probably might go for more.
It might go for less.
Yeah, that's true.
Would it kill you to say, I'll give 15% to Fred Goldman?
I don't want to commit to a number.
Do you have a minimum?
Do I have a minimum?
Yeah, like a minimum offer that you will take for the suit.
I haven't
given it much thought.
What if somebody
given it much thought?
What if somebody offered you $10,000?
I'd have to turn it down.
What if somebody offered you $50,000?
I would turn it down.
What if somebody offered you $75,000?
I'd have to turn it down.
So $125,000 is your minimum then?
Yeah, you're in the right ballpark. It's worth it. It's worth $125,000. It's actually worth a lot more, but I thought I would put a modest tag on it just to move it.
I understand because you got a heart of gold. You got as hard as big as all outdoors.
Someone feels.
What's the percentage of your heart do you think that's pumping blood through your body right now? Why don't we make that the same percentage as money you're going to give Fred Goldman?
But I don't have a heart, guys. You know, so
gotcha.
Okay. Well, we're just curious, guys. You know, we're just trying to get the questions answered. You know, and all
yeah,
that
I understand. Uh-huh. I understand.
So, how's the weather there, Alfred?
How's the? You're at the beach. Are you enjoying your vacation?
I'm at the beach. I am enjoying myself. Enjoying this conversation. It's how's the weather where you're at?
It's very nice.
Actually, gorgeous. So we're having a wonderful day here.
You have vision of blood money dancing in your head.
Well, yes, I do.
Yes, yes,
okay.
All right, well,
there we go. Well, that's good. Then we can agree. See you later. Nice having you on the show.
Bye, Alfred.
Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He seemed nice. That was very curious.
I thought he was a dick.
Yeah, that was very, very curious.
First class.
It got curiouser and curiouser. You know, that whole thing. You know what? What does Christopher Walken say? Oh. What is the whole...
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Everybody and everyone around that. I'm going to exempt Fred Goldman. Mm-hmm. He's been through a personal tragedy. But the whole thing is always, you know, this...
Creepy people.
It's just not about the fact that somebody was murdered. Right. You know, it never is. I can't stand that.
Excuse me.
Sounds very faint.
I can hardly hear him.
Is he broken?
Maybe the battery.
Is that because he's broken, or is the microphone, or what?
No, Rob. Do you want it louder? No, not at all.
Take one down, pass it around. Well, 880 beers.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Rob.
Oh, he was whispering.
It was him, right?
It was partially him, and also he was facing away from the microphone.
879 beers on the wall.
He said 879.
879.
That's about right.
Take one down, pass it around.
Good.
All right, that's Matt the intern. He's learning a lesson about respecting women today.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's time for a sneak attack on his pants.
Oh, yay. Absolutely.
We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.